se no mo voli. Udine ai di Salibo.
เอ็นซ่าเนี่ยตัวบอกทางนี้ดิอ่ะว่าอุ้ยเนี่ยติดเจ้ามาดูก็เปล่านี่จ้ะอายุซ่าดิบ่
ยอมีอยู่คือเปล่าเลยอันนี้ต้องเตียอาถุตาบาเลยสุดอันนี้ยอมเปีย
So it will be practicing and also practicing for a long time because you feel that that the mind is getting better, that the qualities of mind
are getting better. ที่ได้ติดอ่ะอันนี้ครับคือเทมปิวและแอบสแตรคชั่นคือปาร์ทเดียวที่ได้อ่ะอ๋อนะโอเคแล้วอ่ะเสียเท่าที่ไปมาอ่ะยงที่ได้เสร็จสิในปลายปี
So this is how he tries to tell them that the object is always there, but whether the mind is working or not, that's more important.
If the mind
is thinking or something like that, it won't know the things that are happening.
And then
he also uses the opportunity to show the yogi, this is the mind at work.
Yeah. I don't say that the cool hand and meditation will be a
majority. Yeah, because he wants to say to the yogis that paying attention to the object alone does not make it meditation.
No, ma, after the sick, no, ma, do you some, ma?
He says, in the background of the mind that's meditating, there has to be the right idea,
right?
It's
the right information,
about
yeah.
Meditation.
Right information here. Right knowledge here, right activity. Yeah.
Right.
Oh. So they look, I told the sick that you are your mind, I told the sick that you are
using the building. So he really tries to get across to them that more than the object, it's the mind that's meditating, that's really important.
Yeah. They look, I told the sick, money, I hear money, you look.
If the mind that's meditating, you're trying to meditate.
So then you want to do this,
right? And then they do this the whole day.
A lifetime.
I
continue the awareness of Lana.
That's right, he gets
Lana right. Lana Ramo, the deed have, then you look at me, you do a mama, you talk about
my. So there is a, you know, continuity of awareness can't become an alarming ingredient, he says. Because that's why we have to be very careful. If they do it right, it's fine.
Macam ni tu, ini yang yang dalam yang yang ni tu dia kerja tu. Ai, oh, belum jom ni. Di ai dia mai dia, oh, ini zombie ya.
This is the reason he talks about this with them is that the most yogis that come to him, he finds that what he has to do first is straighten out all these wrong ideas they have.
Aku dah nak mah, tu idea bahaya leh tu, ini tu siapa?
So he tells them.
Because
many yogis come to him with a lot of tension. And why had all this tension
begun
for the
yogis?
Well, they have ideas about what they should be
like. Yeah.
Through
Atu, through Mamma, Mama lupa, mama mana buat caca lupa ni malu.
And the wrong ideas about what it should be, and then we continue to do it for an extended period of time.
And aku tanya pada sah jodoh tu, right and wrong ni sih, wrong apa le, right apa?
So he tries to talk to them about what is right and what is wrong.
So, ayat meditating mind ni mah, tu nak jodoh, loba apa lagi, jodoh apa lagi, moha apa lagi, tu malu, itu tu apa malu.
So if the yogi
yogi itu ajin zong ati yang dia,
macam
ati beli yogi itu ati perlu, atau ada informasi yang dia beli, perlu senda down, beli, beli mah atau kan?
So he feels that what he's doing is being an information giver, giving yogis information first. They need to know for themselves everything so that they can then practice.
Oh, nak tu ah, wibadana mah, wibadana atau dong macam ni tu ah, sih mah. Nian ba mei ge li ge yi ji nian zhong sa tie gu jiao.
And then he also tells them about how for vipassana practice wisdom is very important because of the nature of vipassana practice. Wisdom has to be part of the practice, and he has to be pointing out.
Wisdom ba bu so yin tu a lobha ne a thu mei dodha ne a thu mei moha ne a thu mei da lu de a chi.
He says if there is no if wisdom is not present in some form or another, then what will we practicing is either greed or aversion or delusion, because that's the habit of the mind.
These are the two. Bahama majabu le dua. Bahama yusa ma knowledge ma machi bebene. Tu bahama majabu bebene di sana dama, lo dama.
It's like being in a situation that you don't know anything about. He says if you've never come across this situation or never been to this place, you won't know what to think about it or do about it.
Nyangga tong yu si de so xin bian.
And this you all
in the practice of meditation, the yogi needs to apply the
sutra maya and the
chitta
maya information and
the habits.
The bhavana maya, the insight.
When the yogi is in the midst of
practice. So if the yogi doesn't have this information, will the yogi know to do this, to recognize?
Probably not, they would be wrong to
know. Right. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Knowledge is the apply.
So,
Wrong.
There is a wrong.
separation of samatha and vipassana that you were just describing, I personally very much appreciate the way you're teaching it. It resonates to me. But there are other people who would say you need a certain degree of samadhi in order to have deep insight, and that you can't say this is samatha practice and that's vipassana practice. And I'm sure you've heard that often in Burma as well, that you need to actually develop a certain degree of concentration or insight really doesn't come clearly. And it seems to me it's partly a question of temperament, that there's some people who can do that and that it's a skillful way for them to practice, and others they try and concentrate in an unskillful way. I wonder if it's, as a teacher, to divide vipassana and samatha so distinctly is really accurate for students.
The reason she makes this distinction or points out to them the differences between samatha and vipassana is he's seen that many people who come to practice in the name of vipassana actually only have ideas about meditation that are very samatha based. And so they practice, but they don't get any insight. And when people just become too quiet and they don't learn new things, what happens if you use the quiet to assist you? That's why he explains as much as he understands to the He's found that the things he explains to the yogis, it helps them for them. Many of them find it effectively does something.
ဘာဖြစ်လို့လဲဆိုယောဂီတော်များများကအာယုံမဲနေတော့စိတ်မှာဗာစိတ်နဲ့အထုတ်လဲဆိုတော့သူတို့ကမသိဘူး ဖြစ်လို့လဲဆိုတော့ဘာကြောင့်လဲဆိုတော့ညံ့လို့ရတယ်
because
from the customer
inside
ပညာဖြစ်ခြင်းနဲ့လို့ကသူကသိတယ်များများသိမှာဖြစ်တယ်
but if somebody wants knowledge more knowledge what they need is a lot of information you must know as much as possible about what is going on
အဲ့ manager တယောက်လုပ်တဲ့လုပ်ခုမှာဒီမှာဒီကောင်းဆောင်လုပ်တဲ့လူတယောက်ကဒီထဲမှာအလုပ်ကိစ္စတွေကိုအလုပ်မသိဘူးဆိုရင်ဆုံးသုံးဖြတ်နိုင်တယ်မမငငသုံးဖြတ်လို့မရဘူး
the wisdom of the manager is unable to say because he doesn't have enough information.
So the bank of it, the case of the bank, the bank of it, 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 the bank of
it. So if for a yogi, they only have part of the information, they only know things about the object, but they don't know things about the mind in relation to that, he says, how? Is it possible for insight to learn? Is it possible for understanding to come?
No. ဉာဏ်တော့ relationship တွေပါအကြောင်းအကျိုးတွေပါအလုံးသဘောပေါက်အောင်ဟုတ
် because wisdom understanding and things including cause and effect relationships
and all that no သမထကအာယုံစုတ်တကြထိမှုတွေပါနော
် samatha meditation there is a grasping to the object of the object to try and stay with the object for as long as possible
အာယုံအာနဲ့စိတ်စုတ်ထိနှောက်မှုတွေပါဒီမှာ
ဟုတ် use to stay with the object
I got the permanence with the work.
And so there is indeed that permanence.
Vipassana jar or so, be ayo ma ma so ku ma swae bu so la let go lo bu so.
But from vipassana, the learning is to not become attached to any object. So learning to let go.
So ai ma bya lo a dabawa yan kwa lo, a thu da chin, a phe da chin yan kwa lo.
So right from there, because you can see how different they become, then the kind of energy you use becomes very different.
ဘာ effort and energy အများကြီးတော့ရတယ်ဝိပဿနာဉာဏ်အားလေးပဲတော့ဒါစိုက်အားစိုက်အောင်တော့ဉာဏ်အောက်ကိုတော့
so for samatha there's this efforting this energy but for vipassana it's not that kind of energy it's just the energy of intelligence and wisdom
that is the one အာယုန်ကမလုတ်ဘူးဆိုရင် तू ကလာနမြအာယုန်ကဆက်ဆံရတယ်
but
မစုတ်ဘူးမမဲဘူးမဆွဲဘူးဆိုရင်
so once you're not going to attach you're learning not to attach to any object, then what it suggests immediately is that then you have to relate to all objects as they come. But if the mind targets some particular object that it thinks that it should be paying attention to, then it doesn't try to know anything else
anymore. ကျေခါကြရင်ခီတာတစ်ခုပဲကြည့်မယ်ဆိုရင်တခြား sensation အများကြီးရတာနဲ့ဒီညီမမို့တော့ဒါကိုတားခဲ့ထားလိုက
် So for example in the touching hands example if the person thinks they should be paying attention to the sense of touch they will pay attention to the sense of touch and they might not notice the other sensations that are present in the hand warm hardness softness smooth or rough and things like that
တစ်ခုခုကိုမဲရင်ဒီကျန်တဲ့ဟာတွေရှိရတာနဲ့မသိသိအောင်မကြိုးစားတော့ဘူး
Or the mind is trying to know one object. This is then it becomes unable to know what else is there. That's why for vipassana, the person has to allow the mind to relate to any object that arises. And in samatha, it's a process of mind
လိုချင်တဲ့ပုံစံဆီအောင်ဖန်တီးတဲ့အတွက်ဟိုဟာလေ create process ဒီပဒနာကြတော့ learning process ဥပမာရှိပြီးသားတဘာဝကိုမြင်ဖို့ပဲကြိုးစားတာဘာမှပြောင်းမလုပ်ဘူ
း so the personal his nature is already there as it is you're not trying to do anything with it you're just trying to recognize that it's there as it is
ဟုတ်ကဲ့အားမဆိုင်ဘူးသမထကအာယုံဥပမာ mm.
So, for example,
if
the
mind is
on calm, the
samatha
means to calm the mind down, and it's distracting
the
mind.
But
the vipassana is not calm, you're not trying to calm the mind down.
And mm. Mm.
There's the recognition
so there is a wisdom at work, the
sense of investigation.
Oh, right, you
will
see, I'm not paying attention.
I'm not paying
attention, even John Barr. So, I doubt in Sindhana Yogi. I'm not below loaded or do it in
your
the main thing that he tries to tell them is that for
vipassana meditation,
there's no need to use a lot of focusing energy.
For five faculties,
I have a Cynthia. And he explains the five faculties. Yeah, they are two thirds, so that you don't get the other thirds, you
it's nothing to do with the object. It's everything to do with the mind.
Yeah, I do like the GD Pumakala, the Mali Pumakala, Nani Pumakala,
our meditating, but the awareness is
not getting
better.
That's
the mind. The
inside is not getting better.
The understanding is not
going.
You can't say that meditation is
going. Awareness is going to be a Pali was sati, don't forget, that's all. Oh, asai namo.
Not putting
in
energy
to focus. Yogi Tadomi, I was in the Raja, aware of the mindful zone, you got asai.
He's talked to yogis,
and
usually you think awareness is, or mindfulness is,
focusing,
putting energy into looking at it.
Oh,
mamira,
asai
jandu. If it's just not forgetting,
right object, mamiru.
It's just not forgetting the right object.
Right object is nature. Nature is the body and mind.
Right object is nature. Nature is the mind.
Kukupu piyanchibu mamira, awareness of those.
So, he says, not forgetting to watch yourself.
Ayao, tanen lo, maintain how we do that. Mamira, as I am alone, go down with him, take a little bit.
He says, so not forgetting doesn't require energy. He says, even if you just think about yourself, then
you remember yourself. Awareness. What's happening
in your mind?
What's happening in your mind? What's happening in your mind? What's I got the big logo.
You just
cultivate it,
growing it.
Okay. I'm asking you, I'm not saying that I'm not saying that I'm not saying that I'm not saying that I'm not
saying
that I'm not saying that I'm not saying that I'm not saying that I'm not saying that I'm not saying that I'm not saying that I'm not saying Tamatha tamadi na vipassana tamadi na myo.
Tamatha tamadi
ya ayon wo sai pi lo twa focus lo pi lo a ko tet la de tu si mu.
Tamatha
များလို့ရှိရင်သူကဉာဏ်မတုံးတော့ဉာဏ်နေတော့တယ်စဉ်းစားဉာဏ်မတုံးလို့မရဘူး
But if that kind of focusing gets too strong sometimes the mind becomes unable to sit then wisdom cannot sometimes work either you know
ဝိပဿနာတမာတိကဉာဏ်ပါတယ် knowledge ရှိလို့အယူဆမှန်လို့သဘောထားမှန်လို့စိတ်ကလူရဲ့ရှင်မလာလို့စိတ်ကအေးနေတာ
But wisdom samadhi comes from wisdom this is when the mind
လူရချင်းမရှိတော့ငြင်းရင်လည်းစိတ်မျိုးကိုတော့ပြင်းပြင်းရဲ့အဲ့စိတ်မျိုးမှတော့ဉာဏ်ဖြစ်နေတယ်။
And you
know, an unreactionary mind like that because it understands this is that is from that kind of stability of mind that inside kind of mind. Okay. Now effort. Effort ကြတော့လေ
body effort ကိုပြောတယ် mentally effort ပြောတယ်. And when we talk about effort
ဘာလို့ဒီညမှာပြောရစိတ်ရှိရမယ်ဇွဲရှိရမယ
်
effort မှာ right ဆိုတာကဉာဏ်ပါတော့ပြောတာ right ဒီလောက်ဒီလောက်လောက်တာအကျိုးရှိမှန်းသိလို့သူကထက်ခါထက်ခါလုပ်တယ်
and there's the word right effort and right suggests there's wisdom and wisdom could be like understanding the benefit of doing this work and therefore the, there's this willingness
วิปัสสนาอะเน้นแล้วออกมา
ค
ือวิปัสสนาเป็นสิ่งที่สําคัญที่สุดของ
เ
ราเอออ่ะอัน
น
ี้ใส่เนี่ยอันนี้ไม่รู้เลยแต่
it's the
use of
energy it can't
be all
the time
persevere บางอย่างอันนี้ดีเลยสรุปว่าต
บาวะได้ตัดละไอ้อันนี้รู้จริงๆ one perseverance is important is because you want a natural energy to grow because of momentum
no confident faithနော်ဒါမှာဘာရေးကြည့်လဲဆိုတော့ကိုယ်လှုပ်တဲ့လှုပ်ကိုကိုယ်ယုံလားကိုယ့်ကိုယ်ကိုယ်ယုံလားဒီတရားတွေတက်လာ ကိုယ်လှုပ်တဲ့လှုပ်ကဘာအကျိုးရှိသူကလှုပ်တဲ့လှုပ်ပေါ်မှာ benefit ရမှန်းသိပြီဆိုရင်သဘောပေါက်လာပြီဆိုဉာဏ်ပါလာရင် confidence တက်လာပြောချင်တာကိုလုတ်တဲ့အလုတ်ပိုင်းကိုစိတ်ဝင်စားလို့ result ကိုသိပြီးတော့ကိုမမျောပါနဲ့
not
to hope for result from the fact not to ဉာဏ်ပညာပါပညာလိုရဲ့ဆိုဝိပဿနာဉာဏ်မဲ့ဉာဏ်ပုံဉာဏ်လိုဝေးလို့ဒီခဏလေးဒီအာထုတ်တာတတ်ဖို့မမှန်ကန်အာထုတ်တတ်ဖို့
still fit ya and
still fit အလုတ်လုတ်တဲ့နေအလုတ်လုတ်တာကိုပို့ပြီးတော့စိတ်ဝင်စားဖို့
so they really need to be interested in the process of their work
အဲ့တော့ရုပ်နဲ့စိတ်ကဘယ်ရအထုတ်လဲ
which is meditative
the mind and the body hello ကိုဒီစိတ်ကိုမှကိုမတွေ့ဘူးလို့ဒီစိတ်ကအားရဘလောက်ဆိုင်နေလဲဘလို့အယူဆရှိတယ်ဘလို့ attitude တွေရှိတယ်ဘလို့နှလုံးသွင်းနေရှိလဲဆိုတော့ကိုမှမသိရင် skillful ဆိုတော့အစင်လာမှာ
This is but so the mind practices meditation but the yogi doesn't see recognize his own mind doesn't see how much energy he's using how much energy the mind is using doesn't recognize what attitude the mind is holding doesn't recognize the beliefs he holds about the practice doesn't recognize the thoughts that he's thinking while he's practicing can the yogi become skillful
skillful မလာရင်ရှိရှိရှိရှိဆက်တိုးတက်ဖို့ဆိုဖြစ်နိုင်မှာ
and if there's no skillfulness often there'll be skillfulness
to you 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 know this car is yeah tango gone car tango mo gone phajong le do do mi effort never out of them, yeah.
Because all people have heard of is that to practice you have to use effort.
Mm-hmm.
When you first teach that, if somebody comes in from the middle of Rangoon or Boston, restless, dizzy, so forth, what are the first instructions that you give? The same. Attitude and to your mind.
Yeah.
He also tells them to expect to have that for a few days.
And so just to sit and notice that.
He tells them, you will have a lot of wandering mind.
Let's see if you
have
the first few days.
He tells them.
Right.
So
he tells them you have to accept it. You have to understand
your
mind. This is how it is.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to resist
it.
Because you've been thinking all day, every day.
You
just, can you just want to sit down and just be still?
Well, God, she ain't thinking about it. Please, thinking about it. Involved as well. Define men are at home, but involved it.
When a yogi is involved in something that's happening, he says it's always the defilement that get involved.
Involved in it, but learning no lumia.
But once you're involved,
learning
cannot take place.
Well, involved in my kanzam and being all men.
And then he talks about last week to the yogi. Three important points.
Continuity, awareness,
yogi. Continuity
is the continuity. Awareness is very important. Oh, they die now. 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 Mama, look now, you're not being loved. I mean, that's how Manala is loving you.
He explains to them why continuity is important. Because he doesn't require them to use a lot of energy to focus and to know the object in detail and all that. He wants them to know just whatever they can. Notice whatever they can, but he wants them to do it without stopping. Like, try to maintain that throughout the day. And every day, he wants them to wait because a momentum will develop when you just know what you can and you keep doing that as long as possible.
Snowball reaction, you can think.
So he likens it to a snowball reaction, a snowball rolling downhill.
Sama, keep it. Keep it.
Slow, small. He's heard.
He has to come back in the winter time and we can demonstrate.
Summer line and
ရုပ်ရှင်ထဲမှာတော့မြင်ဘူးတာပေါ့
ကြီးစီးနေတယ်ပေါ့
အဲ့တော့ကြာရင်အချိန်ကတက်လာ
Yeah so with time the momentum starts it's
not gaining momentum ဒီယောဂီအရော improve မဖြစ်လဲဆိုတာကိုသတိထားကြည့်တာဒီရှင်မလို့
He's thanks to you because he sees that why people don't improve is because they just never carry on long term continuously.
We put an eye key point at that.
That's the key point in Vipassana.
အလုပ်တစ်ခုကိုရေရှည်လောက်လာပြီဆိုရင်တောင်းဆောင်လောက်လာရင်သူတဖြည်းဖြည်းသူက deep understand ရလာ
He says
any subject ပေါ့နော
် any particular study if you keep studying that subject for long period of time years and years you just get deeper and deeper into the subject.
ရင်းနီးရမယ်အမြင်နဲ့ယဉ်နေနေရအောင
် close to the subject always thinking of it always part of it
ဟုတ်ဘူးပြောတာမမတွန်ပြေးလို့ပြေးမှာမိသားတရားပြေးလို့အချိန်တိုတိုနဲ့အားများများထုတ်ပြီးတော့တခုခုရဖို့အဲဥစားအားမပေးဘူ
း so he thinks of meditation as a marathon not a 100 meter race he says you're not putting in a lot of energy in a single retreat setting to get somewhere
ယောဂီတွေကဒီတာမှာတော့အတကုံအားထုတ်တယ်အပြင်ကျရင်သူဖိမ့်လို့မတတ်ဘူ
း Now yogis pull out all their energy in a retreat but they don't know how to keep doing it at home
အဲ့ညာ weak point မှာ
အဲ့ညာအားညာ
ကြာတော့သူကဘယ်လို feeling ဖြစ်လာလဲဆိုတော့ failure လို့ခံစားရတာ
Over a long period of time when someone don't start feeling like it failure
ဒီတာမှာတော့အကုန်ရအပြင်ကျရင်ဘာမှမရဘူ
း At the center they get everything at home they get nothing
အဲဥစဉ်ကိုတည်းဥစဉ်ကိုတည်းဥစဉ်ဘဝထဲမှာတကယ်အားထုတ်တဲ့ချိန်မှာတကယ်တို့တဲ့
His only experience was that it's only when he started really practicing at home continuously for a year that he really saw progress.
ဘာလို့တကယ် definition နဲ့တွေ့ရတကယ် ego နဲ့တွေ့ရမလဲတကယ်အဲ့ရလေတကယ်ဝိရိယနဲ့တကယ်တည်နဲ့တကယ်ဉာဏ်နဲ့မှရမှာ
This is because you see the real defilement, the real ego and you've got to use real effort and real intelligence to get real
So, hello, continue dia ye ji ye.
So that's why continue.
Hello, yong yu bjo, taya tu chin be chain lai lo bjo yin, a chain lai ma.
So he tells you when you practice always.
Po cha a thot da ma bu.
It's not the posture that practices.
Thai yu ma ngai yin, tu yin, taya tu da bjo ma.
You could sit in your sleeping, dreaming, so meditating.
သိကခုနကတော့ five faculty အထုံးနေတတိယဝိရိယအဝေးရှိရမယ်အဝေးရှိရမယ်အလတ်ရှိရမယ် interest ရှိရမယ်
so in the mind all these five faculties have to be working the mind has to be awake alert aware
any
in any posture
အဲ့ process တစ်ခုလုံး process ကိုမြင်ပြီးဆိုမှသူကအစလေဆုံးမြင်ပြီးဆိုမှသဘောပေါက်တဲ့ဉာဏ်လာမှာ
and continuity also allows the mind to see whole process the process is from beginning to end and only then insight can understanding can come all the scene
so not to a second now ba le so am side when blue ji ya
the second thing is because he tries to explain to how he tries to get you to understand how to be aware without using energy to focus
now we are looking for example
this is the example he gives to the yoga it's the demonstration he does
target the kuku
he tells them don't pay attention to any particular part of the body
not here but the whole body is object
just think of the whole body as an object
let's see that
yeah can we notice the hand touch
then see that ပုံထိုင်နေတဲ့ပုံစံ sound temperature so block outside
how much effort does it take how much energy does it is required to notice these things
kettle
sometimes
ပြန်မလာ
တ
ို့အဲ့ဒါတနေကုန်နေခိုင်းနေတယ
် just the whole thing
ဦးဒီနရိတ်တံမှာမပင်မအီးစစ်စစ်ရှိတယ်ဒါပေမဲ့တခုပဲပြောတော့မနာပါနဲ့
So he tells the yogis you know really
un poquito. So.
But not
practicing. No, 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 no. You need to learn the hoochan.
Also part of my coming.
Oh, oh, oh wait.
Yeah.
The other yogis can wait.
Oh, that
could be. So this is something very important.
Right view, John.
I'll tell you about right view. What is the concept?
Wait, wait. 5 minutes.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. Go shoot it, are you? Take up the blue sense. Object of group up with an object that don't with
him.
And so it's a
transition
between the
and the activity. And yeah, so I'm the only person who experiences
this. everybody have, no? Everybody have.
Yes, everybody is killed.
And the object is, oh, but you sense that, you know, it's what? Impersonal sense that nature will you kind.
So he says, from this point of view, then it's easy for the yogi to see that all these experiences are not personal, they're nature.
He
says, without this point of view, you cannot practice vipassana.
Because
anybody, if they look at themselves, they will immediately identify it as me, my experience.
My feeling, my mind.
They
are wrong view, lovely.
And so wrong view is already operating.
And more than the other.
So they practice the delusion.
Mm-hmm. Anatta of the Boba of Mulla.
So understanding of Anatta of
the Boba. Don't have to
do it. Do you feel angry?
No. Oh, I'm angry with Kwebu.
And when you think I'm angry?
I see my daughter got a job or a dude.
Then anger increase or decrease?
Mm-hmm. I see. Me,
yeah.
Why
does it anger increase when you think I'm angry?
For me, I also think that I'm right.
But the wrong view.
But it's the wrong view.
Wrong view, Pani, you do any definition. The wrong view, the line, don't tell.
So when you
kind
want to someone to be able to like watch them
not
only mind, you just have to feel the them about this point of view. Otherwise they watch
their mind and all it does is grow those emotions.
People who are depressed are very aware of their minds.
But
very
depressed. They think I am depressed. Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Now we can have a secret teacher.
You are,
can you continue if you want to ask questions? Can you He says, so you don't tell the yogi. He says, so if you now view everything that you experience, body and mind, as nature, he says, then is anything a disturbance anymore? So why is it when people meditate, they think of some experiences as a disturbance to their meditation? If they consider anything a disturbance, then of course immediately some reaction will come.
Any experience will see wrong with right view in text. Right view be my awareness line.
So before observing any experience, we just put in that right view. Remember that right view and then be aware of it.
Yeah,
that's called using it.
Right awareness thing.
Then
we'll
be right awareness.
So pain jaro. Narekan, pain jaro. ဒီကပိန်ကိုဟိုဟိုအဲအဲ့ဒါတော့မှာလူရဲ့အာယုံကိုဘာကြောင့်ဥစဉ်အမမဲခိုင်းလဲဆိုလူရဲ့တဘာဝအနေနဲ့ကြဘာဝလိုက်တယ်မှာအာယုံရဲ့အမြင်နဲ့တိုက်တယ်တိုက်တိုင်းတိုက်တိုင်းမှာစိတ်ကတိုက်တိုင်းတိုက်တိုင်းမှာစိတ်ကတိုက်တိုင်းနဲ့မတိုက်တိုင်းနဲ့သူက automatically
in the world and the way we live our life, the mind is constantly contacting with all the sense objects, and the mind's automatic reaction all its life has been to react with liking and disliking towards the object. So if the yogi pays attention to an object, that's what happens in the mind automatically. So what happens when the mind looks at pain?
Immediately, yes.
Aversion
la. And if the yogi then watches
the pain with aversion in the mind.
This is not meditation.
The object is an object of anger. So for him, there's no focusing of the object. It's about adjusting the mood of the mind.
Right?
What is the mind thinking about the experience of pain?
Pali call yoniso or ayoniso. Yoniso manasikara, you know? Yoniso manasikara is focus on mind. Yoniso manasikara, kudo sing manamya, yoniso manasikara.
Every wholesome mind has a yoniso manasikara element to it, a right thought.
And wholesome mind is only ayoniso.
And wholesome mind is
only ayoniso.
So what is the mind thinking about this experience? Is the mind thinking, my pain, I'm in pain?
And identify la with the sama.
And then, so then you can recognize, once there's an identification, so of course every other experience following is going wrong.
So right view in Shinzame, feeling, who sick feeling of Chime, sick up Lutonia and the Bajam Jaida, how you live
that. So then he tells the yogi to intellectually bring in this idea that this is just nature, and then take the time to investigate how the mind is feeling because of the pain, how it's reacting. How is it feeling? What's the mind feeling? How is it thinking? With it, in its relationship to
the pain.
So there's an investigation of how the mind and the physical and the perception of the physical pain, how they relate to each other. And if the mind state changes, the perception of the pain changes. So if you just look at the pain, but we're not looking at what's true.
But depend on the mind, the object of your
So when there is aversion in the mind, then there's only aversion
seeing.
So only when wisdom is present, then it becomes Dhamma object.
What
So So there's more an investigation of the mind and
what's
going on. But you keep both in view.
You keep both in view. And it's not important for the pain
to go away at all. He tells the yogis to ask themselves, remind themselves, why are they being aware?
The objective is to really understand how things
work, how things are, not to make the pain disappear.
Comfortable to go away.
And he tells them, if you watch all this, you investigate for as long as possible. If you can't bear it, then you don't have to go on at this sitting.
Now, yogi,
he had a yogi once. She worked as a nurse, so she did a lot of standing. Suddenly she had to do a lot of sitting, she couldn't take it.
When
you use the first and the second, and you understand how to practice in the right way, he says then, you know, when the causes are right, he says you shouldn't be thinking of the effect, wanting the effect to happen. That only happens when the right conditions come together.
Apply lulu yara, information and intelligence.
He said they should be thinking at least about their own practice, how they practice, and how they practice.
Yeah,
thinking in the sense of reminding themselves.
Of
what.
Any fee, any situation, man, that
in any situation, in the mundane world, we need to use our intelligence.
Business also. If you don't use your intelligence, then you use the money loss.
According to the instructions, as I understood them, but then at a certain point, so there's still a sense of watching the melody, watching the melody. At a certain point, that feels also too much focusing. And so then something happens where it's no longer watching the melody, but you know, somehow letting go of that watching.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's just the knowing is going along by itself without the watching of it. So that's kind of what I'm doing. I
mm-hmm.
want to check.
So it comes to a point where you're not looking, you're not watching the knowing anymore,
right.
But it's known.
Yes.
It's natural awareness.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's natural
awareness. I am woman.
So
yes, I did. I don't know what you do. Using the Lita today, see how can people do that kind of thing.
Yes, he's noticed one thing. When he's told people that they should recognize the awareness, if they can, and if people try to know the awareness, they can get a chance to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If the mind recognizes it on its own, it recognizes what, you know, knowing is happening, then that's enough. Sometimes he asks the yogi, when they notice a thought come up, do they only recognize that it's a thought? Or do they recognize that this is the mind?
Awareness has a thought with you.
Awareness only recognizes that there's a thought.
Understanding them of the mind or not.
Understanding only sees through that, sees that there is a mind.
So when you ask questions like that, it sort of wakes the
yogi up to
otherwise, if you just watch the thought, all you see is a story.
Right.
Blue, you want to
do
that.
Then they have this different
yes.
perspective. They know which
yes.
point of view to take it from.
So feeling of your mind,
So to consider a feeling, just feel it, the mind.
Right view in some shima, right view in shita, you know, awareness and learning.
So always putting right view in front and then using awareness to do the learning.
Concept will yell out, attention, concept will yell out, emotion will.
Otherwise, the attention goes towards the concept. In the experience, and then the emotions start coming.
So
once the yogi has been practicing some time, he says that in every moment they have to be watching out, like in which direction are they going to keep their mind. That's right thought, directing it to the right object, perspective.
Tama think about the right object to nyupi
ha. Sama sa sapa, right thought actually directs the attention of the mind to the right object.
Ay, ama me shi wuzo nito, rao me wuzo.
If that's not there, the mind naturally goes to the wrong view.
Concept at all.
Some teachings it talks about looking at the empty nature of awareness, so the fact that there's knowing but there's nothing there.
Mm-hmm.
So is that part of the investigation or not?
Mm-hmm.
The nature of awareness,
ที่ขันนั้นสอดที่รู้ว่าแท้ๆเนี่ยติเตียซีมีราชีอยู่ในตะเกียงนั้นไอ้แท้มาบามาชื่อดาหมดเนาะเอ้าหลูเนี่ยแอมจิ้งเนี่ยสอดตัวเอ้าหลูเนี่ยตะเกียงนั้นมิตรตาก็ไม่ใช่เอ้าหลูเนี่ยอ๋อเอ้าหลูล่ะถ้าถ้าไปจะไม่หลานถ้าเนี่ยเอาหลูดิ
He says but that's the work of wisdom that completes it.
ဥပဒနာညာအရင်ကြီးဘူးလားဒီဆက်အာဒီပါစနာအင်ဆိုက်ဖို့အဲ့ချိန်မှာအရေးကြီးတယ်ဥလည်းဥစဉ်လို့ဆိုညာဘူးဥစဉ်လို့ဥပဒပိုကဥပဖြစ်တယ်ဘယ်လိုအနေနဲ့ထားလဲညာအရေးကြီးတယ်ညာတော့ဘောကြတယ်သူနည်းနည်းတော့ကြိုက်တယ်ဘောကြတာမဟုတ်ဘယ်လိုတန်ဖိုးထားလဲတကယ်လို့အဲ့တော့တန်ဖိုးထားတာနော်စစ်တက်တက်လို့မရတော့ဘူးစစ်စက်တက်လို့မရတော့ဒါဘာမှမဟုတ်ဘူးဆိုတော့နားလည်လိုက်မှသူကရှိသွ
cancer inside. He says there's even a, because of an understanding of their value, there's some liking of the mind toward these insights, the understanding that you get and what it does for you and so on. He says, but if the mind doesn't ultimately realize that this is also nothing, this also is just what, you know, it can't drop it and move on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So he often enjoys his insight, just thinking, reading his insight, just thinking about what
he's understood is great.
Fantastic.
Because you realize
that
you can never have thought of in your entire life.
Mm-hmm.
You can't imagine it and you understand it.
Yes.
Right now, he says he's not in
the
state that he wants to let go to.
I mean, the world of it, that was funny, that was so kind.
But he understands that if he's holding on to this, it can't go beyond.
Okay.
I have more questions, but there are other people here too.
Well, this is
maybe Sai Baba doesn't want to answer this. But in the text that I heard, you had mentioned somebody had talked about the experience of nirvana as being just cessation, no awareness.
Yeah.
And you said, what's the point of that?
Yeah.
So I'm just wondering, you know, how you, what your understanding of that is.
ဥစဉ်ဒါဖြစ်နေတော့ဖြစ်ပလာမသိဘူးလေဒါပေမဲ့ဥစဉ်ကအဲ့ဒီတော့မှသူအခွင့်အရေးနားတော့အဲ့မှာပြောထားတယ်တချို့လူကသူတို့နိဗ္ဗာန်လို့နိဗ္ဗာန်ကိုတွေးကြုံရှိတယ်လို့ပြောတာသူကဘာမှမသိတော့ဘူးပြောတာအဲ့ဥစဉ်ကပြောဘာမှမသိတာဘာထူးဘာအကျိုးရှိလဲဘာမှမဟုတ်ဘူးလို့ပြောတော့ဥစဉ်ကအဲ့တော့
What
understands Nirvana is wisdom.
Makapala is what?
Makapala are jnana, insight.
Bama mesti dah bama.
It's not there's nothing.
Dah uzin atu siapa mana dia pior tal. Atu itu ni atu siapa mana dia pior pior tal. Uzin dulu nale.
He says, but this, he says, what he's explaining now is what he, what Siaro, his teacher, has explained to him, and this, that's why he understands it this way.
Uzin ni mebu lah ya.
He's
not this person. Atu itu ni kena kena ya.
And he's had that kind of experience many times.
Many times, but. Tapi macam Siaro bantu, mana mesti dah pasti le. Kau tapi mesti.
Siaro only asks him this question every time, not knowing anything. What sort of money is that? What quality money?
Tu tu jauh tu tahu mana. Kau aku nak lihat mana.
He says, Siaro won't answer the question. It's not his responsibility to tell you. It's your responsibility to know for yourself.
Kalau ujian banyak, ayah ni mampir le suruh. Pior lain, yau yang tu tak kena lodo. Tu mesti di mana tu imagination lo bil, tak kena lo bil lo bil tu aduh bayar.
That's why he doesn't
bow bow down.
That's why he doesn't talk about.
Belum experience ni suruh, mampir.
He doesn't talk about nirvana and all that because we can't understand nirvana because we don't know it yet. And if we talk about it in words, the yogi will just
imagination.
Imagine
make a target.
What he interprets it to be from words.
I don't target low imagination or target low your light low to be
young. So if they imagine that nirvana is something and think that's what they are saying.
They are delusion. Yeah. They are delusion
and learning. Delusion is already at work and all you'll get is
wrong way, yes. Not over here.
Yes.
Not real to people.
Yeah.
Paramat ujian ni, paramat lah malih. Beha paramat dulu, dulu mesti aku.
Right now, even the word paramatan, he won't define it to people anymore. They'll come with their experiences, you know, very real.
Because,
dulu nian
ting telah dalam paramat gue ni, nampak nuar ini.
Because as their understanding grows, their understanding of paramatan will change.
Ujian aku dah cukup jauh. Nale orang belum jauh lagi tu. Ami mah, singu, peramal niyo, sing juga yang belum tu.
One of the things he tells them, for example, is he says, they see there is a paramatta object. How do they? How are they supposed to understand that?
Ni si mah dari tadi, saya juga dari tadi. Bahdu le, kala tu, sing tu, distant tu.
So, if you pay attention to your own seeing, your sense of sight, you will see shape. That's all we see, all the
concept. Concept in there.
So how do you understand the paramatta in
there? Paramatta,
is there color in paramatta? Is there shape in paramatta?
Size. Yeah.
Is there size in paramatta?
Yeah. That's a blue
look. How to see paramatta?
We can check later. Say cow,
then
we
ask, does the mind have
form, color, and
the
tiluya.
You can know the mind.
No, no, man, tiluya. To activity,
you can know the mind. You can recognize the different activity.
I mind about it.
And what does the mind know?
Being known, I think.
The mind knows something that's being known.
Mm-hmm. Being known, thing, the object that
is
in reality.
So once you know that something is being known, the nature of everything is the same.
As the same as the Bhopal, Atan, or Anang, or the Golong, by object, to do it.
So if you understand that in sight or any of the other sense doors, you can understand the same.
Sound also the same, seeing also the same, sound also the smell also taste also the body sensation. But now many people, they sitting, they said, I see the reality, oh, rising, passing away, anything, sitting, open the eyes, see me. This is the problem. This is a really, if you reality every time you understand it, this is nature. Many people sitting, close their eyes, oh, he said rising passing with many, oh, oh, the whole body of rising and passing reality is a problem. And if open the eyes, gone. This is the two scenario. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we didn't. စိတ်ပိတ်ကသွားလို့ရှိရင် knowing ကအာရုံပြီ
so if he goes from the mind point of view the knowing knows the object
အဲ့တော့ဒီအပြင်ရောင်းကြည့်တော့ပိတ်နဲ့ no ပိတ်ကအတူတူပဲလို့ဒီမှာပြောတယ်
Object
in that way,
yeah.
Now, Peter, the word
Hindu. And then the same in the nature of arising,
like
happening.
And you know, even if you shoot that, you will do it. If you see that, like, think of Nale, Peter, Nale.
So he asked,
you know,
there's further question. Do you know the thought? Do you know the mind?
And
do you know the arising?
On the same level, I'm doing
it.
သူနားလည်တဲ့ဉာဏ်ပေါ်မှုသူကမြင်တဲ့ဟာတောင်းတော့
depending on how much they understand if they're the
So it's just been a few hours
yeah.
from beautiful 80s to 20 below.
Yeah.
And in this respect, it was the same. I mean, it was very striking.
Yeah.
But it was just something else being known.
Mm.
And is that being known? Is that being known?
Yeah.
Yes.
And it really was the same from that perspective.
Yeah.
Sound and no sound. Sound and no sound also the same.
Yeah.
The Caribbean
times.
I don't know. I don't
know.
I don't know. I don't know.
Feeling
and too low, too low.
Yeah,
too low, too low.
It's a feeling does its work, wisdom does its work.
Yeah. Oh, now the question is, Julia, I think perception will tell you how to pay that. You're going to tell me, I'm going to pay
low. He says, another thing that a lot of yogis say is that they have to get rid of perception. They mustn't recognize anything anymore.
They will do that.
They try to forget men and women.
But perception, yeah, that's not a
problem. But perception is not a problem.
Wrong perception.
Far wrong then.
Wrong perception. Wrong perception.
Problem is wrong.
Moha. I bought a man named Moha.
Not understanding things as they are.
Perception is a sick activity to cool when you see them. Sick alone in it, alone to cool when.
Perception is at work, and they only need to recognize that perception is a function of mind at work.
This is Sanya is one kind of.
Sanya is
a
good.
What do you do when give these instructions, but the mind is just wandering all the time.
Mm.
You suggest being present, but just not able to.
Yeah.
Because this object, seeing is also a very strong object.
Yeah.
Two times as a yogi, you know, standing on body, standing on three times,
he says, you know, it's so strange. People can go around the whole day being mindful of their body and the feelings and all, they don't recognize their seeing all
the time. This is the best. Well, in beginning to wake up, your eye open, this object is very obvious. But nobody recognize or nobody teaches to be aware of your feet. sound it be taken away. But seeing very difficult because they never practice.
Right.
Talking and seeing never practice. That's why that time is the most difficult time. Hello. I do in here as well today. I love music to do. Sing on yarn, do. Get an hour, do you get an hour? Look, you have an air, do look, look, do look, 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 look,
and if they keep thinking, what am I aware of now?
That's using
right thought to help the yogi to be in the present moment. Then the mind can sort of keep
thinking and say,
what's
going on? Aware of focus low
mind. Well, he says when a yogi is told to focus on an object, like to pay attention to an object, then what the yogi's automatic, what the mind automatically does is focus on thought. And then,
all the time, they have practiced already, focus the thought and...
Thinking.
Yeah, change
that's the habit.
I don't be right view or right thought for you doing.
This question has a lot of this paper has a lot of questions. It's at the back of the yearbook. 23.
Yeah, right answer. Where's my mind now? What am I doing now? You are aware or not, outside or inside? Question this is your mind yourself. Now vipassana ma nyasi paita adhika
mita. Closing the eyes really quick.
During bhavane ma athu le chi ma paitu mita.
When he was practicing at home, he couldn't close his eyes. He was running a business.
So, business,
he couldn't close his eyes. So he practiced being aware of seeing.
Yeah.
Because if he closed his eyes, when he was free, people, their shops
what
are
doing
now? Closing. They couldn't ask him.
He said
it was a waste of time answering their questions. So he kept his eyes open.
Secretly,
you could
imagine, they came in, I told
you that.
Yeah,
true, true,
true, true, true, true, true, true, true, true, true, true,
true, true,
true, true, true, true, true,
true,
true, true, true, true, true,
true,
true, true, true, true, true, true, true, true, true, true, true, true, true, true, true, true, true, awareness, grow people, blue people, tamalita people, young people, the hardy guy, or the
It's important only for the awareness to develop, for the samadhi to grow, for insight to arise, whatever the object
is. Luya and Yina, oh, lady Maloda, will appear.
He says what happens because people never practice being conscious that seeing is happening, is they just don't dare to look at anything. Because they think they'll get
if you look at it, immediately the emotion comes, the reaction comes, and then every samadhi go.
Yeah.
But at home,
he says you can't avoid seeing, so
it
doesn't affect the practice. You see,
and
there's a reaction to it, and recognizing that.
And reaction and they're my main object.
So the reaction becomes the main object.
your pillow.
This is air. This is air.
Huh?
Empty.
Oh, oh. Okay.
Yes.
What can we do?
Yes, I hope you stop recording.